This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea claimed it tested this week a second type of nuclear-capable underwater attack drone designed to destroy naval vessels and ports, adding to a flurry of weapons demonstrations this year. The report of the four-day test came after the nuclear envoys of the United States, South Korea, and Japan met in Seoul to discuss the growing North Korean nuclear threat level. China has announced it is holding 3 days of military exercises around Taiwan starting Saturday. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The announcement came the day after Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen returned from a trip to the United States. Tsai met U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy while in Los Angeles on Wednesday. That angered Beijing, which views Taiwan as its own territory. There was no immediate response from Taiwan's government. Beijing staged war games around Taiwan, including live fire missile launches, in August after then U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taipei. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia did not fare well in recent elections in 3 U.N. bodies, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Russia has lost elections to 3 United Nations bodies, a sign that opposition to its invasion of Ukraine over a year ago remains strong. This week's votes in the 54-member UN Economic and Social Council follow approval of 6 non-binding resolutions against Russia by the 193-member UN General Assembly. Russia was overwhelmingly defeated by Romania for a seat on the Commission on the Status of Women. It lost to Estonia to be a member of the executive board of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. And Russia was defeated by Armenia and the Czech Republic in secret ballots for membership on the Commission on Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Reports in Russia say an American reporter has been charged with espionage. Details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Two Russian news agencies report jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been formally charged with espionage in Russia, and he's entered an official denial. Russian state news agency and Interfax news agency said that a law enforcement source informed them that Russia's Federal Security Service officially charged the American journalists. The news outlets did not say in what form he was charged or when, but generally suspects are presented a paper outlining the accusations. Russian authorities arrested the 31-year-old reporter last week. I'm Shelley Adler.
Israeli officials say that Palestinian assailants carried out a pair of attacks, killing 3 people, wounding at least 7 others on Friday. Tensions remain high after days of fighting at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. Earlier in the day, retaliatory Israeli airstrikes had hit Lebanon and the Gaza Strip, sparking fears of a broader conflict. A federal appeals court is agreeing with the Justice Department's use of criminal charges issued against hundreds of the January 6th U.S. Capitol rioters. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The charge of obstruction of an official proceeding, which carries up to 20 years behind bars, is among the most widely used in the January 6th prosecutions. But a federal judge had ruled that prosecutors stretched the law beyond its scope of applying to a document or another object, and it was inappropriate in most of the cases. A 3-judge panel of the D.C. District Court of Appeals says that judge, Carl Nichols, was wrong in dismissing that charge in 3 cases that came before him. If Nichols' decision had been upheld, hundreds of the insurrection cases might have been upended. Nichols was appointed by then-President Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
America's employers added a solid 236,000 jobs in March, suggesting that the economy remains on solid footing despite the 9 interest rate hikes that Federal Reserve has imposed over the past year in its drive to tame inflation. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, just above the 53-year low of 3.4% in January. At the same time, some of the details of Friday's report from the Labor Department raise a possibility that inflationary pressures might be easing and that the Fed might soon decide to pause its rate hikes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.